Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Daniel Kerr is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dan is editor and director of content development at business.com. He's been with us before, and he's here today to talk to us about a contest that his company's promoting, and I'm excited about it. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. I'm really happy to be here again. It's a terrific show.
Thank you. It's good to have you back. Okay, your company decided that you need to have a contest to get folks to focus on innovative things, finding out what people are doing out there that's exciting and people who are pushing the envelope.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Jim. We've been hearing for quite a while now about recession this and recession that, and the news is just grim from day to day.
It's overwhelming.
You know, I've never seen it that bad. You read the Wall Street Journal, it's like bad news after bad news. You go down to the little summary stories, and it's worse and worse and worse, and then the next day it's worse and worse and worse. So we got around and said, oh, look, we've got a website that deals with solutions, and we need to do something to promote the concept that entrepreneurial problem solving is alive and well in this country. So we invented this contest. We call it What Works for Business. And we're offering, it's a total of $30,000 in cash. The first prize is going to be $10,000 in cash. And it's just, we want small business owners to describe a challenge they faced and the solution that they came up with to solve it. It's simple, in like 350 words or less. And we will select finalists for that. And we have a distinguished panel of judges for this contest, yourself included. And then the winners will be voted on by the general public on the website. So, the idea is to, spread around what's happening out there in the real world with solutions.
So you've asked me to be one of the judges, and I've accepted. But our job is just to sort out the mass entries and get it down to a manageable number,
exactly.
And then let the general public vote on the finalists.
That's right. The visitors
to
the website.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, visitors to the website at business.com will have an opportunity to vote, and we've got like 40 million on a monthly basis that flow through the site, so there's
right.
quite a few. And that's the idea. So it's kind of a twofold thing. First of all, we want to reward small businesses for coming up with these solutions. People face these things on a daily basis and have forever. And they face challenges constantly and come up with some very interesting solutions. And this is a contest to pull them together. So it can reward the people who enter and win, but also we will be posting the solutions on the website so that anybody
right.
Simply interested in looking at what businesses are doing will see a rich resource of information there as well. So it's kind of a twofold thing.
One of the things, back to your comments about the negative stuff, if you listen to the media, you'd think that the only thing that matters in the marketplace is Wall Street.
And
what I remind people about is that Wall Street is not the economy.
Not at all.
Wall Street is a derivative, Dan, of everything that we do on Main Street. Nothing happens on Wall Street until somebody sells something on Main Street. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Wall Street is a little bit like Hollywood. I mean, it's got an entertainment value, and the
right.
media, you point out, the media are fixated on it. And, to an extent, the American public has bought into that because of, the big upswing in investment in mutual funds.
Well, and the 401Ks and all,
all that kind of thing. So, we have a fascination with it, and indeed a lot of us have a lot of money on the line. But, people don't realize that, the value that they talk about in the stock market doesn't really exist in reality in a lot of cases. It's just paper value.
People talk about, I heard somebody the other day was talking about how much money he'd lost recently. I said, well, did you have that much in it?
Yeah.
He said, no. And I said, well, then you didn't really lose anything, did you?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So,
But the main thing, Dan, that I'm really glad that you guys are focusing on this, because you're hitting it right where it belongs, and that is focusing on the people who are really the foundation of the economy, and that's small business owners. And as I've said many times before, small business owners will, Wall Street and our government, Dan, got us into what we're in right now. Main Street will lead us out of this.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, it's one thing to spot danger ahead, and there's lots of people in the media good about speculating about the danger, but it's quite another thing to know the solutions that are needed to survive. And
right.
And that's what entrepreneurs in America are so good at, collectively, is finding those things. And sometimes they're big ideas, and sometimes they're small ideas. This contest will get at both of those things. We're looking for anything. It could be just a small thing, as long as it's a challenge. It's something that you've got a hurdle to get over. Maybe it's a day-to-day hurdle, or maybe it's a long-term strategic.
Well, see,
hurdle.
Most innovations in small business, even the ones that become killer applications and world changers, most of them begin with a little bitty, teeny, tiny challenge that somebody takes a look at and says, why don't we turn that upside down and paint it purple instead of the way it is? And they do that, and they say, hey, this could work over there. And then before you know it, they're off to the races. But you never know where things get started. And the SBA reports, Dan, that 55% of all innovations in America are created by small business owners.
As it should be.
Yeah.
There is no business that exists that didn't start out as a small business, right? Nobody started big. It all started small. And the ones that got big got that way because it was a good idea somewhere along the line.
Right. Do you have any examples of some innovations that you've seen, Dan? Anything that you guys have seen so far?
Well, let me just pick out one here. It's just we've just underway, and they kind of get hidden into the system. But I saw one very interesting. There's and this is a very Main Street kind of thing. It's a woman who owns a women's consignment shop, and she has this challenge of the people who are bringing in the clothing to consign, we're bringing in small sizes, 8, 10, 12 in women's sizes. But all of her customers who were coming in needed larger sizes. They needed 18, 20, 22. So she says, this is her inventory, So she says, okay.
Hold on to that thought, Dan. I'm laughing because of the way you're describing these sizes. It's pretty funny. By the way, Dan, have you ever seen a men's consignment shop?
I haven't, but maybe we can.
I don't think
that
they actually exist, so it might be okay just to say consignment shop. 20 after. We're going to be right back with Daniel Carey. He's with business.com. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. B-I-Z. I hope you'll check those out. The first one is our original website from 1997. The address is the same, but the website is brand spanking new this weekend. So I hope you go there and check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Take it out for a test drive and use it to your little heart's content. And also our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. I hope you use that too. Daniel Carey is our guest. He's with business.com, and we're talking about the contest that they're promoting. And you can go to business.com and enter to win $10,000. Right, Dan?
That's right. So if you just go to the site, business.com, you'll see a big old orange button, enter to win $10,000 now. That's the place to go. That'll give you all the ins and outs of the contest. It's a very simple contest. You describe what challenge you face, the solution came up with, and you might win $10,000. And so that'll be voted on by the visitors to the site.
So we were just talking about this one that you got in, this one that you know about, a lady's operating a consignment shop for women, of course.
Right.
And you said most of the clothes she has in are smaller sizes, 10, 12, and that size. Dan, you just endeared yourself to a lot of women when you said that. and then you said, but most of the women who came in wanted sizes that were higher than that in the whatever size. So
yeah, well, something bigger than 12, I guess.
So. Yeah, I guess so. So we won't go there. But anyway, so what was the innovation?
Well, yeah. So she, anyhow, she had a gap between the inventory she was getting and what her customers were demanding. So she went to she looked in the Yellow Pages and compiled a list of the weight loss clinics and gyms around town, within like a 40-mile radius. And she composed a letter with attachments and flyers and whatnot and business cards and asked the owners to explain to their customers that can be an incentive for them to lose weight by taking their clothing into this place to sell it.
Wow.
And earn money that way because they wouldn't need their clothing anymore. So she combined she combined forces with other local businesses on an innovation that helped both of them. So it's like, well, this is a wonderful thing, and it's like, this is great. This is the perfect kind of thing that we're talking about here.
And she didn't invent any new technology.
No.
She didn't. She's not going to change the world. She just looked at it and frankly. Did something I've been encouraging people to do for over a decade now, and that's to create strategic alliances.
Exactly. And business owners, from the dawn of time, the business owners have looked to other business owners for advice and what they do and the best things to do and how to approach problems. And this is, now we live in the internet world, and it's tremendously easier for us to get people together to share these kinds of ideas, and that's really what the core of the What Works for Business contest is all about.
Well, I'm glad you gave us an example like that first, because that lets people know, a lot of people thinking about a contest like this would say, well, I'm not doing anything all that fancy. I don't know what I would write about. But, that's a good example. So in your mind, that's the kind of innovation that would be notable. If not a winner, it would at least be notable. It at least got your attention to start with.
You bet. I mean, we people just need to think about, hey, we had a problem. We solved it. Here's how. And like I said before, it can be day-to-day problems. It could be strategic problems. It doesn't matter. It's just the fact that we're recognizing that business owners, entrepreneurs, or people who are managing businesses are out there every single day looking at these things and figuring out what to do about it. And that's the whole beauty of this thing, and that's how we can kind of counteract what's going on in the news media of recession, belt tightening Chicken Little, the sky is falling kind of stuff. It's like, oh, hey, we faced these things before. Business owners have faced problems before. And here's some great ideas that people are doing.
Well, here's another reason why I think this is important to point out, Dan. I've been talking about this with folks for a long time, and that is a lot of times small business owners think that when they create something that's innovative, that it's not that big a deal. They don't make a big deal out of it. They don't even think about protecting it. They don't think about it being their intellectual property, when they actually may have gotten onto something that's pretty unique that other people would like to benefit from, and they might either steal it from you or they might pay you for it.
Very important.
Or at least recognize your ideas and your innovation as something that you can use as a lever to differentiate yourself from competitors, at least that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the world of IP, what you're talking about, intellectual property, or what I call it, brain property myself.
Right.
And it's something that big companies have whole divisions devoted to that. They have teams of lawyers and all those kinds of things. But it's just as important for a small business. You don't need teams of lawyers, but you do need to take certain steps. And the first of which is what you just pointed out, to recognize that that's a value. It's an asset that the business owns and it needs to protect. And I did want to point out one thing again on the contest about the entries. It's divided into 10 different categories. So, also I want people to recognize that they can pick and choose. And some of those categories are like money, if it had something to do with financing, or office management, people, sales and marketing. That's where we're getting a lot of entries in that area. Startup. Could be a startup issue, where anybody who's just started a business, there's all kinds of challenges. Technology.
Somebody's going to submit one that might even win, about how startups can do something innovative to raise capital today, because that's a real problem for startups, is how to raise capital.
You bet. I mean,
hey Dan, give us that website. We got to wrap it up. Give us the website again.
Business.com.
www.business.com. The contest is right on the homepage, folks. Check it out. Hey, Dan, thanks for being here. Good job today, and thanks for making this contest available.
Thank you, Jim, and again, congratulations on that spiffy-looking website.
Oh, thank you. And it's $10,000 to the winner, right?
That's exactly right.
That's one way to raise money for a startup, isn't it?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.